Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. Today's show features one of the Guild's tellers, Ingrid Bonn. Ingrid says she fell in love with entertaining people with story and song at an early age. Her storytelling has been enriched by her involvement with community and interactive theater. Her repertoire includes folk, fairy, and literary tales. The adjective that best describes her is animated. She is a delight to watch in performance, but her animation comes through, even on the radio. Here is what I mean. This is Ingrid telling an Irish tale called Slops.
It was at the foot of a mighty gray mountain, down in a lush green meadow, that there sat the prettiest colored cottage. Around that cottage was a sturdy garden wall made of stones from a swift-moving creek. Inside that cottage lived the sweetest old man and woman you'd ever want to meet. They worked hard all of their young lives to build a happy home. Now, in their old age, their bodies made them slow down. Their backs would crack. Their legs would beg, "Oh, please!" And their arms set off alarms, do-do-do-do, warning for them to rest. Their morning started off with jam on toast for breakfast and some chores around the house. In the afternoons, they took a nice long walk and then a nice long nap. And in the early evenings, they picked garden vegetables for their dinner. Every evening the old woman prepared her vegetables for dinner. She sat over her slops bucket and peeled the onions, peeled the carrots, and peeled the potatoes. After dinner, she washed the dishes. "Oh, I'm doing my dishes!" And poured the dirty, soapy water into the slops bucket. Then the old man picked up the slops bucket and carried it across the floor, out the front door, to the garden wall, and threw the slops over the wall into the meadow. Kersplash! It was one evening when the old man picked up the slops bucket and carried it across the floor, out the front door, to the garden wall, and threw the slops over the wall into the meadow. Kersplash! That he heard a faint, high-pitched voice, like the chirping of a bird that said, "Oh, I wish you would stop doing that! How I wish you would stop doing that! Would you please stop doing that?" The old man looked around. Huh. He saw no one. Well, he scratched his head as he walked through the door, and he rubbed his brow when he crossed the floor, and told his wife what he had heard. His wife was so excited. "Oh, husband, do you think it might be one of the wee leprechauns?" "Oh, wife, I don't know. But whoever it was, they didn't seem to want me to pour out the slops." The next night it happened just the same. The old woman sat over her slops bucket and peeled the onions, peeled the carrots, and peeled the potatoes. After dinner she washed the dishes. "Oh, I'm doing my dishes!" Then she poured the dirty, soapy water into the slops bucket. Then the old man picked up the slops bucket and carried it across the floor, out the front door, to the garden wall, and through the slops over the wall into the meadow. Kersplash! Again, he heard, "Oh, I wish you would stop doing that! Oh, I wish you would stop doing that! Would you please stop doing that?" The old man slowly turned around in a circle. He saw no one. Then he looked up in the sky. Huh. He saw no one. So he looked down on the ground and, oh, there was a tiny little man, dressed all in green with a red feather in his cap about ankle high, standing at his feet, who asked, "Must you pour your slops down my chimney every single day?" "Whatever are you talking about?" asked the old man. "I pour my slops over this garden wall into that empty meadow. They don't go down anyone's chimney." "Well, look again. Don't you see my house?" So the old man peeked over the wall. He saw grass and flowers, oh, some rocks and stones, but no house. "Well," said the old man, "now I hear what you're saying, but I did not see a house on the other side of this garden wall. All I saw were weeds and stones, but no house." "Oh, oh, if only you could see through my eyes! Would you be willing to look through my eyes, if you could?" "Oh, oh yes, I'd be willing to do that," said the old man. "Well, then put your foot on top of my foot." "What?" thought the old man. Put his big foot on top of the tiny little man's foot? But he would crush it. Then the old man looked at the tiny little man's feet. "What?" He had to rub his eyes. The tiny little man's feet had grown quite large. So the old man gently put his foot on top of the tiny little man's foot. "Now, look over the wall." The old man looked over the wall. By golly, there was a tiny little village. And where he poured his slops was a tiny little cottage. Why, it was a cottage just like his, but tiny. And, oh, what a mess! Carrot peelings lay all over the roof. Potato peelings hung from the windows and the shutters. Onion skins littered the front yard. And dirty, soapy dishwater ran down the chimney and out the front door. "Oh, I've been pouring my slops down your chimney."
"Oh, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I wish you would stop doing that."
Well, the old man felt just terrible. Oh, he really scratched his head as he walked through the door, really rubbed his brow when he crossed the floor, and described to his wife what the tiny little man showed him. Oh, the tiny little man's wife has to mop up our dirty dishwater, sweep out our carrot and potato peelings, and rake up our onion skins every single day.
Why, that poor woman!
Well, we must stop pouring our slops down their chimney. Oh, wife, yes, you're right. But where shall I pour them? I cannot carry the slops bucket out the front door round to the side of the house and throw it over the back garden wall. It's much too heavy. So they sat down and they thought about it. No, that's not a good idea. So they thought about it some more. What about...
Oh, no, that's not a good idea either.
Well, then the old woman had a brilliant thought. Husband, if we had a door at the back of the house, then you could carry the slops bucket out the back door to the back garden wall and throw the slops over the back garden wall. That way, the tiny little man's village at the front garden wall would be saved from our slops. Oh, wife, that's perfect. And we could hire the village carpenter to build us a new back door. Ooh, but that would cost us a bit of money. Oh, husband, I've got some money saved, and I would be glad to spend it on a door if it would save that tiny little man's wife the trouble of mopping up, sweeping out, and raking up our slops every single day. So they paid a visit to the village carpenter. He built them the most beautiful back door, took the knob and lock off the front door, and then painted it to match the walls. Oh, wife, now we will never pour our slops on the tiny little man's village ever again. That evening, the old woman filled up the slops bucket, and the old man carried it out to the garden wall. Kersplash! Even though the old man and his wife spent their savings on the new back door, they never wanted for anything ever again. Because every evening when the old man opened the back door to carry the slops bucket to the back garden wall, a shiny silver coin rolled out from under the door. It was a gift from the tiny little man for being a kind and thoughtful neighbor.
That was Ingrid Bonn. Ingrid is one of the people who frequents the Guild Story Swaps, held at Godfrey Daniels on the second Wednesdays of the month. We gather at 7:30 on those second Wednesdays and hold forth for about 2 hours. Always lots of fun and free. Ingrid will be appearing at the New Jersey Storytelling Festival this Sunday, September the 22nd, at the Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, New Jersey. She will also be at the Southern Lehigh Library's Halloween show on November 1st, and will be part of Telebration 2013 in Philadelphia on Saturday, November the 23rd, from 2 to 4 p.m., at the St. Martin in the Fields Parish Hall in Chestnut Hill. Check out the Patchworks storytelling site for more information. I hope you enjoyed Ingrid's story. I certainly did. Until next time, have fun and keep a story in your heart.